It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back in quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Dustin Hawkinsmith and Greg Pickle, we're back recapping a big recruiting weekend, coming to you, of course, from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, Bleed Blue and White, Drink Blue and Light. We just got into the ins and outs. Four new commitments, one new decommitment from Derek Wingo, the Florida linebacker. We're going to continue down the road just looking at each of these four new faces individually. Just the quick recap: Jair Brown, a three-star defensive back from Lackawanna College; Jaden Dotton, four-star wide receiver from Connecticut; Fatoma Mulba, the three-star defensive tackle from Susquehanna Township; and Keziah Izzard, four-star defensive lineman from Dematha Catholic. A pretty good little haul in its own right. We mentioned, you know, losing Wingo towards the tail end of that weekend. Not a huge surprise, but still takes a little bit of wind out of the sails from Penn State. But I wanted to go down through each of these four guys, just a quick look at their athletic profile. And then we'll get into some of the bigger picture stuff here, which is that, you know, there has been four decommitments. There's, you know, a Florida kid who you can put a lot of time and energy into those guys, but at the end of the cycle, it's tough to pull them from their home state from such a long way away. And this was more evidence that it's just hard to, it's easy to get in the door when you got Jaywan Sider, who's got those connections, who has those relationships in Florida. It's harder to actually seal the deal on these guys.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen it before where Penn State's going into some southern places and specifically Florida and had success, and then we've seen where they lose kids from down there. And
Justin Fields, by the way, completely fits in this category too. Because before Jaywan Sider, it's not Florida, but it's the same challenge.
Right.
The home state, the home school, that pool is tough.
Yeah, and I think the reason for that is just simply, and maybe this isn't a great example because it hasn't necessarily worked in Penn State's favor of late, but you know, there's sometimes kids from Pennsylvania that just want to play at Penn State. They wanted to play there their whole life, and they decide to commit on the spot pretty much when they get a Penn State offer, no matter who else has offered them. So it works both ways. Now the difference is there's what, probably 200 FBS recruits in Florida and probably 20 in Pennsylvania in this cycle. So that's really where, you know, I think it can be frustrating for a staff because obviously Florida, Miami, Florida State can't take all those players. But there's times when they'll have their eye on somebody and then that kid will commit somewhere else. And then a school moves on a guy that you maybe got on early from Florida and you lose out on him. And I think that was what happened here.
It's tough to be in early and come out with the actual commitment. Let's look at the four new guys. Jair Brown, who, you know, we mentioned one of several guys in recent weeks who didn't have much going in terms of an offer sheet. Penn State offers when they see him in person. He accepts now. But he's an interesting player, 6 feet, 203 pounds. You see in his freshman film at Lackawanna that he is playing mostly cornerback. And he looks like he's got something to offer when it comes to that, but he does look like he's a little too big to stick there when he makes the leap athletically. He looks to me, Greg, like he can make a jump up to 215 pounds pretty easily and bring that movement, the fluidity in his movement and as his cover skills and bring something to the table as a safety. That's what it looks like to me. I'm not sure if there's an official kind of word about how Penn State's recruiting him, but he's a big corner now who looks to me to be a safety.
Yeah, I think the great thing with a kid like that is you can sort of decide once he gets to campus. You can see how he grows and what his, you know, his summer and fall and the next winter and spring weight conditioning looks like. And you can get him on a plan and say, okay, when this guy gets here, we're going to time him into 40. We're going to do a shuttle. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. We're going to see if we can bulk him up a little bit and keep his speed and play him at safety, or if we need to keep him at corner. So that, I think that's always helpful to have that ability to move a guy around. Sometimes we've talked before that it's not great when a guy is recruited and you don't know if he's a linebacker or a safety. That tends to be it hasn't worked out so well for Penn State over the last few years. But yeah, corner and safety, I think, is something you can take your time and figure out. And Garrett Taylor and Lamont Wade are good examples of that, with Penn State having success doing that in the past.
Jaden Dotton was one of the more highly regarded to come out of the weekend, a four-star from Connecticut. He's a wide receiver. He's 6'3", about 180 pounds now. And you look at him, and I think all the physical tools are there. It's just always interesting when you have that man amongst boys situation and a competition level that wasn't the highest coming from Connecticut. And he looks like he can do it all, but one thing that jumped out to me he didn't have to be very fine in his route running or precise, or usually it just took a little. Yeah. He's so much better athletically. Just took a little shake, and he had a defender on his hip and then blown by him. So that's always the interesting thing to watch. But just from a pure athleticism standpoint and his size and what he can grow into being, I think certainly he's got the ability to add 15 pounds and be definitely be a Big Ten caliber athlete. It's just how does he grow into the nuances of the position? But I think in terms of raw ability, this is a really good player who, if he had more exposure and spent more time on the camp scene if it was the same player who was located in the state of Georgia who did all those things, we'd be talking about a different outlook on him. But from a raw skill standpoint, Jaden Dotton, he's a good one. He's an important get.
Yeah, I didn't realize that the 247 Sport composite had so many four stars. I mean, he's the number 243 player in the country and number 44 receiver. Those numbers don't sound great, but then you see he's a four star and you say, oh, okay, he must be pretty good. Yeah, I saw the same thing you did on film. I mean, he wasn't exactly playing against competition that'll play against in the future, and a lot of high school kids don't, so that's no big deal. I thought that, the shuttle time that he clocked at the opening, a 4-second shuttle and a 33.2 vertical, I mean, I was impressed by that. I don't know if he's listed as 6'3", but he measured in at the opening at 6'2", so I don't know if he's 6'2 or 6'3", and I don't know if it matters, but I think that he's a good get for Penn State's future receivers room, because you look at what he does, and even though he might need to refine his tools at the college level, the tools are definitely there. It's just he's going to have to learn to play through adversity, basically, because he hasn't really done it at the high school level because he's just so much better than everyone he plays against. So I think that'll be the biggest thing with him.
You're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're recapping a busy recruiting weekend, 4 new commitments, a new decommitment, a couple other little news and nuggets we'll circle back to. Also wanted to let you know for the 2019 season, never too early to look ahead there. Through GoPSURV.com, there's a limited time offer that runs through the end of June, a buy one, get one free deal for the home opener against Idaho, the second game against Buffalo. You buy an RV through GoPSURV.com, you get a second one free for the same weekend. More friends, more family, double everything. It's a really good deal for a product at GoPSURV.com. That's a really good deal in the first place. We call it the ultimate tailgating experience. You arrive on Friday, you leave on Sunday, you get a shuttle to and from Beaver Stadium. You don't have to ever really stop tailgating the entire weekend. Really got that tailgate feel to it in the RV lot that they have there. I've been there a couple times. I've enjoyed it tremendously both times. Through the end of June, the buy one, get one free deal, but you can always go to GoPSURV.com. Contact Mark at 1-800-519-8467 to learn even more about the 2019 season.
Nice.
Thank you, man.
You got it.
Fatoma Mulba, he's one of the new offers, new commits, a impressive-looking kid. The one thing that jumps out to me – well, first of all, you pull up his film from last season. The first clip in it – I don't know if you watched it. The first clip in it is a wrestling clip.
Yeah, I can actually tell you a story about that. I was talking to Joe Heaton, the head coach over at Susquehanna Township on Sunday, and he said that he went and watched the first wrestling match that Fatoma was in, and he said, man – people are sleeping on this kid. We can't figure out why. Do they not like his film? What's going on? So he's like, we're going to spice it up a bit and go throw this wrestling clip in to show how athletic this kid can be. And Joe said once he did that and sent that tape back out, college coaches became a lot more interested. You saw him blow up this spring. I mean, he had offers from all over the place. Then Penn State comes along. He went and visited Ohio State. That offer did not follow that trip, but he ends up committing to Penn State, and they get a kid who is definitely raw, but definitely has a high ceiling to be developed into a guy who I think can be a really good player.
And now you have in the 2019 class with Smith Vilbert and Joseph Darqua, and now with Fatorma Mulba. I trust, and I think I've said this a bunch of times, I trust Sean Spencer to really transform these guys. And if you have the explosiveness and the size and the athleticism, Fatorma Mulba is new to football, but he still is an explosive kid with big, broad shoulders. Looks like he could carry 295 without a problem at all. Listed somewhere in the 260-ish range, I believe, now, but he can definitely grow into that frame. How about Kaziah Izzard, who's at 6'2", 270? You know, as college ready as you probably can be with that frame, and it looks like he can handle even more, playing defensive end mostly, but hard to believe that he's able to stick there. He'll be 285 probably 15 minutes after he gets onto campus. So one of the better overall talents, a top 250 kid in the country. Good quickness in that short intermediate space, that trench warfare kind of those skills. So for that size and for those abilities, a good, really good pickup for Penn State. One of the least expected of the weekend.
Yeah, that's a fair thing to say. I had it finished up for the night, or at least I thought so on Saturday, and then I saw he committed. That was a bit of a surprise. I mean, I think you probably saw, or you may not have saw, but either way, the 247 Sports Crystal Balls and Arrival Cast predictions were coming in hot and heavy for Kaziah Izzard starting Friday when he started his official visit. So you could kind of put the pieces together and think that the kid might commit to Penn State soon. I didn't think anyone saw it coming on Saturday, but he decided to pull the trigger, and he obviously felt like Penn State was home for him. That's what all four of the commits said this weekend, that it felt like home to them. So that has to feel good, for Penn State to be able to sell that aspect of it and get kids to commit. So, you know, I feel like he's maybe a little bit underrated, quite frankly. I feel like he's a guy that you look at him, and he just looks like he could be ready to play tomorrow. And then don't get me wrong, he's going to have to get stronger. There's no question. But I think that you look at him and you think, this is a kid that really could take Penn State's defensive line to the level they're trying to get to. And, you know, they haven't landed too many four-star guys along the defensive line, but, you know, or specifically defensive tackle, which is, I think we both think he's going to end up there. But you get him, you get PJ Mustipher and some others, and you're in pretty good shape.
Yeah, I think it's a good get. And really, you know, going back the last few cycles and in 2019 and 20, they're starting to line up some pretty good athletic bodies at defensive tackle, where you can see those woes from the past aren't going to repeat themselves moving forward. So good opportunity now to take a breath and reassess where Penn State's class is, who's in, who's out, where they rank nationally, where they could be going. And we're going to do that in just a moment.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, it's Ross Tucker, former NFL player and now host on the Keystone Sports Network, telling you about GoPSURV.com. I had an unbelievable experience for the Wisconsin game with my wife. My father-in-law came up. We had an absolute blast tailgating at GoPSURV.com. If you don't know about it or you haven't checked it out yet, you need to do so immediately. Call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 or go to GoPSURV.com.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.